looking at what you guys are getting right now from Jamal Charles, do you feel like you're maybe close to maxed out with what you can reasonably ask him to give you from week to week?
I don't think so. You know, he's a guy that steadily wants a little more each week, a little more responsibility. And the more he gets comfortable with our system and what we're asking him to do, then we can put a little bit more on his plate. And he's so explosive. We've talked about this every week. He's so explosive, and we want to be able to utilize him in that fashion and create matchups in our favor.
Him aside, I mean, I know you'd like to get more growth out of this offense. Where's it going to come from? Do you have the pieces there to get significantly more growth in this offense?
The pieces are there, and I'm telling you, it just comes with repetition, and execution, and game speed reps. And you know, the guys are coming off on the sideline during the game, and they understand what they did right. They understand what they did wrong if there's a mistake, and that's growth. When they can understand the technique that the defender had on him, then the next time he goes out there, he's going to be much better prepared to handle that situation. So the growth is there. The growth is coming. It just takes time with any offense and being new. There's some patience that has to be involved. But you know, bottom line is, if you continue to find a way to win the game, then that's what we're trying to do.
Since you are asking so much of Jamal Charles, do you talk to him at all about protecting his own body, making sure that maybe he gets kind of what I think of as free runs, where he's not getting a whole lot of physical contact?
You know, it's hard to take a guy's physical nature away from him and ask him to protect him. I think anytime you ask a guy to protect himself, there's a chance of injury at that point. And Jamal can be so explosive. He does a nice job when you do see him out in the open or along the sideline. If he knows he can't get another 2 or 3 yards, he's gonna hit the ground and protect his body that way and not take that extra shot. And he understands that, and he does a nice job with the days off, preparing himself for practice in the week as well.
So it's something that's kind of like intuitive for him then.
It is. It's totally intuitive, and he does a nice job with it.
Doug, we saw Alex throw the ball away a lot of times last week when he was under duress. Is that something you want him to do in those situations?
Well, when he has clean rushers, yes. Throw it away and live to play another down. I mean, this game is 60 minutes, and it's not 15 minutes. And, you know, anytime he can throw away and not take a hit, then yeah, throw it away and live to play another down.
Is that sometimes hard for a quarterback to do? I'm sure as a competitor, you think you can throw it into the tightest space there is.
You'd like to, and he can, and he's got plenty of arm strength to do that. But there's times in a game where, you know, a rusher or a stun, a game, something like that, the guy comes clean, and he's got to sail it away just because the timing of the route has been disrupted. So he's done a nice job of that. I know it reflects probably in a quarterback's completion percentage a little bit, but you know what? That's part of the game. And then you come back and you get him on the next play.
When you're game planning against the Texans, you're watching film. How does J.J. Watt stand out? How much do you have to account for?
He's a special player, as we know, and he gets a lot of respect around the National Football League, and love his effort. You know, he's a tenacious guy. He's got a lot of different weapons and moves in his arsenal. You just got to understand where he's going to line up, and as many eyes and hands that you can put on him, you put it on him, and you know, he's going to get his. Bottom line, he's going to get his. But hopefully, we get a few more and make a few plays.
Last week, the Rams held him without a tackle. They doubled him a lot. They ran away from him. What are some of the negatives to that? You know, what are your thoughts on that strategy?
You know, it's not bad. It's not bad. And you know, if you're going to attack, this is an attack style defense, and he's just part of it, and he makes this thing go. And a lot of times, with the speed they have at the, you know, the front four and the linebackers, you know, it's hard to run around this defense, and sometimes the best way is to attack them downhill. But, you know, there's ways of doing that. You see teams going at them. You see teams going around the edge on them. And whatever your game plan is, again, you just have to understand where he's at, making sure that you put the right fit, hands, eyes, everything on him. But they got 10 other guys out there too, so you got to watch out for those as well.
How much would Fasano help the offense if he is able to play?
He brings a good level of experience and knowledge, and you know, he did a nice job in the first couple of games of this season. You know, getting him back gives us three good tight ends now. Gives Sean a break, a little bit of rest, but good route running tight end, the ability to block at the line of scrimmage, and you know, we'll see where he's at come game day.
Alex historically in his career has been really successful with tight ends for whatever reason, or I guess what is the reason?
Well, there's a comfort level. There's a lot of balls are completed right in front of the quarterback, and it's usually the tight end area or the running backs, and it's your short intermediate passing game. Ball's usually out of your hand. So with that being said, I think that's a little bit of a comfort level for any quarterback, and Alex is included.
To Bo now, do you believe that he's the type of wide receiver that you can throw to even when he's covered?
There's no question. You saw it right before halftime last week, you know, bump and run coverage. Alex trusted him on a go route, put a ball up, and he went and got it. So, you know, he that's the type of guy he is. He's a physical receiver that can go get the ball like that, and we've actually got to do more of that.
I was going to say, because 4 targets for him last week, 3 catches, and then he draws the pass interference. So all 4 times something good happened. How many more? I know you're probably not going to put a number on it, but you say you need to do more. How much more does Bo need to be involved?
Well, I think anytime, you know, we understand that you know, are one of our best receivers, and we've got to be able to create ways to get him open, and he has drawn coverage in the first 6 ball games, and we're seeing a lot more man-to-man coverage, and sometimes the coverage dictates where the ball is going to go. It may be dialed up for Dwayne, but it ends up going to Donnie or Dex or, you know, 2-5. So we just have to continue to throw the ball in his direction, and anytime the ball goes up, we ask him to go make a play.
Attention against the Raiders,
it's about the same with him.